The only thing that bothers
I'm with you, Brandon.
Well, the thing that bothers me is the moving of in the city limits, outside the city limits. Now we're affecting schools.
That was something that Empire District Electric sent.
Right, I understand
in a form. So therefore,
I understand that. But ultimately, yeah, without have if Mr. Kyle's not, I mean, maybe he doesn't have to put his. And like you said, it's you, Chuck. I wouldn't want that either. I'm like you. That would bother me.
I'm not satisfied with it.
Well, I
want to know. I want to be like you. I want to be able to say, this is why we do this.
Right.
The electric company, the gas company, they are required some way to send us this documentation. And they evidently goofed when they sent us their documentation. And Glenda's wheeled up behind me, thank goodness. Lay it on us.
Because this isn't the first time that this has happened. Right. On the state assessed utilities, local assessed railroad utilities, because they have to send in what's called the Schedule 13, Schedule 14, Schedule 15, Schedule 17, and then we have to report those totals to the state. But that's what we are dealing with. It's information that company is sending to the assessor's office, and they have amended it.
They are required by the State Tax Commission to report these to us, and they do have every year, they will have amendments that they make. Now, I don't know if it's some error that they've made in their calculation of line or a C-Web construction work in project or whatever, but they have to complete the forms in their State Tax Commission forms, and then they send the numbers to us, and that's when we calculate the value. In this case, we take their value and then take 32% of it for a commercial rate to get the assessed valuation.
And that's the local assessed railroad utility. I deal strictly with state assessed railroad utility, which you guys never see, but they amend it all the time, and they amend it on their website, and then I have to go in and print the documents off and adjust the tax book for those orders.
Does yours match any of this?
Yeah, whenever Kenny's mentioned it, then I remembered. I've gotten the amended sheet already from Glenda. I've already adjusted it on my end to the state. And when we do what's called the Form 11, those state reported numbers have to match back to the local books.
I'm with what Brandon said first, and when I feel when I hear Chuck say that he's uncomfortable with it. I know Brandon's uncomfortable with it. I see these numbers, and so there's such a variation in.
Well, let me explain this a little bit more for you. You've never seen these before. When we changed our program to the Ulrich program, the assessor's office started taking over the local assessed railroad utility. I used to do all local assessed railroad utility. I entered it directly into the tax book, and the Board of Equalization never saw those values. But when the new program came in, we chose to have the assessor's office in my office discuss it, because Linda was doing double work. Linda was doing all the work of putting in all of the vehicles, all the evaluation. She would send it to me, then I would enter it into my section of the tax book. And then we decided it was easier, since she was doing all that work in advance, to just have her be the entry point. And then I wouldn't be doing double entry, because that's where we make mistakes. You know, she might come in and put something in at $29, and I put it in at $27. And so we decided to go with that. The state agreed with us, and that's our process. And a lot of counties have adopted that with this new software. So you never, ever would have seen these in the past.
I didn't say we did. I mean, how?
Well, no, I'm just trying to explain to you the difference and why the process is the way it is.
If Jim Kyle made the deal, and I'm going to make a motion to deny and let them handle it.
Is that all 61 through 65?
Mm-hmm. We have a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
Second with discussion? I just had a question.
All right, we have a second with discussion.
What was the,
didn't we, before the county commission to have them?
Didn't we have the gas company, weren't they did an appeal to the Board of Equalization in the past?
Right.
That was denied. It was similar thing or something different?
That is something different.
Right, that's a different,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a requirement by the State Tax Commission.
Well, but they're asking us to verify something that they did that they're not willing to sign. So I'm not comfortable. I have no way of verifying or knowing what those numbers are. I don't even know that's a Board of Equalization issue as much as
a... Can you get a hold of Jim Kyle and have him fax over a document with his signature?
I should be
able to. Send his name to changes and explain it to him.
Well, but even then, I don't know that it's a Board of Equalization issue. Is it a court order issue? I don't know what
kind of issue. I'm not even sure if it's something that we have to bring to you.
That's what I'm... Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so... yeah, I think it's outside the realm of what Board of Equalization is.
Okay.
Heard anything?
Well, that's the reason I've...
I didn't know. He's got no clue. So we have a motion to deny and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have no clue. I didn't even on there.
Four ayes?
I think we got three.
One of them is put in.
I don't know.
I haven't made...
I did not.
We got... Do we... Did you deny?
Yeah, he voted aye.
All right. We have three ayes.
I abstain.
You remember this one, Kenny?
I'm going to abstain also.
Mike Schofield and Jeff Earls abstain. Yeah.
Which one?
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Maybe.
The Point Real Condo? I thought we did that one.
BOE 216-167 James Park.
Okay,
sounded good. Pull
fire center. And also pull 157 J.W. Franklin.
You say pull 157?
Please.
What number are we on?
We're on 168. Mr. Pendle, why? What do we want to do? We're wanting to raise it.
See.
I can't find it. I don't have it.
Number two there, I think.
All right, page four.
Okay.
I found it.
Must be a split. Must be a split.
Currently it's at 125,763 and you're wanting to go to 126,312? Which makes it a total assessed value of $24,000 as opposed to $23,890.
Is there an addition added to this or something? I mean,
Kenny's searching. Sorry to hold you up. I think it's a split.
I think
Kenny, the next two numbers are new for 16, so it's got to be a split, doesn't it?
Yeah.
16. Split from what though? The
first number.
Well,
got the name on it to be Hoover.
What's a split?
Take a
parcel.
Take a 10-acre parcel and cut it in three places. You started out with a $10,000 value on the 10 acres, and you divide that up into the three other parcels.
Is there a home on this? Or?
On the first number, on number 170, there's a home on that one.
Wait. We're on 168.
Yeah, we're on 168, Chuck.
I don't see a number 168.
Noel, Evelyn, G, and Robin, and Jill.
It's over in Horizon Hills.
Page 4.
Okay.
Right after the parks.
Be good if it's on the same parcel, wouldn't it?
Well, there's no property split on that one.
No.
We
Is
were
it
looking.
Home or?
And it's an increase.
7614.
Real dollars, you're looking at a $5 increase to the taxpayer.
I'd buy it for 126, whatever.
The taxpayer's not bringing it to us. The assessor's bringing it to us.
Yeah. Maybe we added a utility.
But we don't know why.
Go back.
Out of the utility, I believe you're right. Mr. Chairman, I see our schedule shows an 11 o'clock appointment.
On a $5 increase on this tax deal, I'm going to make a motion to deny this one we're looking at.
Number 168?
Yep. I mean, it's a tax increase, and we have no idea. It's just $5 on the tax bill.
We have a motion to deny. We have a second.
It costs more than that to make the adjustment.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
What are we going to do on this one?
169 looks like it's going from 14,277 RAS to 32,942, and the note says didn't have a structure type and was not included in structure value. So it looks like they're adding value to the structure. You've got down below on your building, you've got one R circled.
Probably.
That helps you.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking the same question again. Why would this not be? Is this a Board of Equalization issue, or is this a court order issue?
Okay, this is a value on a double-wide mobile home.
It's the omitted property.
Yeah.
We call it omitted property. I actually do a report.
So it wouldn't be an erroneous assessment?
No, I mean, it's part of the OE. It's an omitted property. When they did their assessed valuation last night.
So